Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon. Hello.
Hoy.
Good to be with you. It's going to be a long 5 more weeks.
Telling me.
Cody Tapp with 96.5 The Fan is joining us in studio.
I've been dreading this conversation as much as I love being around you. Like, I think we all worried that last night's
outcome and performance,
I kind of expected us, with all of our people hurt and with as good as they are, I kind of expected the outcome. It doesn't make the dread any less on the Monday when we all wake up and we know for all intents and purposes it's over.
Genuinely, it sounds like you're describing like how you try to prepare for family holidays.
Right.
Like, I know this time we won't get into a big political argument. Like,
sure.
However, you know what? You go ahead and wish that for yourself and find out the harsh reality. No, they played terrible again. I think you could pretty much, if you wanted to sum up the Chiefs season, let's say Dana woke up from a coma. She was like, the Chiefs are 6-7 after going to 3 straight Super Bowls. What happened? And I just said, just watch the Texans game. And other than them having a pass rush, that's pretty much sums up what happened.
Has there ever been a game where Patrick Mahomes threw for less than 50%?
He has thrown for less than 50%, but advanced numbers wise, this is the worst start of his career. So,
but Cody, how many times?
He's only done it like once or twice.
How many times did we drop the ball? Dunk, dunk. Dunk, dunk. Oh, and then
official
Butker.
Drops. It's like dunk. 5.
Yeah, I mean,
unofficial 10.
You can't do that this late in the game, and I don't know. I don't blame his throwing as much as I blame our catching.
Yeah, the triple tip interception was one that I thought I would never see.
Oh, that honestly
tipped up 3 times to an interception.
So it's funny
you were at the game.
That was right in front of me. Yeah.
That pick doesn't even bother me. That's just like a great NFL athlete making a great NFL play. The arm punt one doesn't even bother me. The third one does, and the other issues. The problem is that, like, Mahomes is going to have to be on the injury report today for trying to put the whole damn team on his back.
Correct.
And at some point, he can't, like, when they get into a mode where he feels like he has to just, like, be their personal savior.
Yes, like, screw it, I'm running with it every time.
And he's, like, stiff-arming a defensive lineman as he throws a ball down to the first down marker, as he draws a face mask. When the games start going like that, you know things have gone south, and then all the drops. And key drops. Like, what's important is, like, not that they were dropping the football, but Kareem Hunt dropped one on 3rd down. Rashee Rice dropped one on 4th down.
Twice.
Noah Gray had a couple of drops, including one on 3rd down. It's the timeliness of their mistakes this year that have stood out. Every team makes mistakes. They make theirs at the worst, most pivotal moments of the game every time, including Andy Reid's decision to go for it on 4th down.
On 4th down.
Which was egregiously bad.
On the 31-yard line.
And then they scored off of that.
Yeah, they got a touchdown. And he gave a horrible reason for why he chooses to go for it when he does, which was just vibes. Oh, I just feel like it.
Yeah.
Terrible approach.
There are a lot of people listening who don't remember what this is going to look like and feel like in, you know, December and January and February. So what do we do now? And is there even any point in playing like Patrick Mahomes? Like, at this point forward, he gets injured. Like, right? Why even... It's over.
So they're statistically alive, so they have to play. We don't have to think.
No, they're not.
I said statistically, they still technically have a chance. I think it's done. We all think it's done. rightfully so, but technically they have a chance that they're going to have to play. I think if you want to prepare yourself, I think on our show we talked about it, maybe to prepare ourselves for a life without the playoffs, I could give you like one or two Matt Cassel highlights a day or something.
Okay.
Like soften the blow a little bit. Would that help? If I gave you a Tyler Palco highlight, would that make you like...
What if you take up Mahjong?
Oh, man. Seasonal depressive disorder is about to get way worse in this town.
We are all going to need something to do. And I think if we had won last night, it would have sort of rallied everybody this last push. Like, let's just see. Let's see how far they can go. And now the air has been completely taken out of the balloon. It is what it is.
I think I'm going to bake more, maybe.
Yeah. let's just eat carbs.
I'm just like legitimately going to just like whatever hobbies I've already had or do, I'm just going to pick those up more, I guess. More time in January than normal.
Are we seeing the final season of Travis Kelce?
My instinct is yes, because that was the instinct from the beginning. The only argument I'd make against it is for a player as great as he is,
yeah,
will he want to go out like this? So if you watch him on the sideline.
Oh, on the bench last night.
On the bench last night. And then Alex, my co-host, he was in the locker room and said, I mean, this is the exact way he described it. He didn't talk to the media. He was in full uniform longer than anyone was in full uniform. Half the team had already left. More than that, they got out of there really early. And by the time he finally worked up the motivation to like throw in a towel and go get in the shower, before he got in the shower, he just leaned against the wall.
Mm.
Like a Charlie Brown character, just leaned against the wall, not even in the shower yet, depressed about the result. So like, if there's some part of him that's like, I'm not going out like this, that's the only thing that I think would bring him back. Other than that, I always just kind of thought, he was ready to start the new chapter, get married, have an off season.
You can't blame the losses, plural, on his dropped catch.
You can't one of them.
However, one of them you can, and the one last night, he knew it. He knew it as soon as that it was right to him, and he knew it. And so I don't know how you go out like that.
Yeah, that's the part that makes me wonder. But also his brother, so like I would say that, his brother lost in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Came back, and then his team was, came back the following year. His team was 10-1. They fell apart, the Eagles. And then they lost in either the wild card round. I think it was the wild card round, not the divisional round. And then his brother retired.
I'm out.
So his brother went out like that. It went out bad. Most people have to go out bad.
And his brother takes 30 minutes to get out of bed every morning because his knees are shot.
Yeah.
And so I just felt like the second that they planned a fall wedding or summer wedding, like it just felt like,
all right,
this would have been a perfect transition to my next life. So right now, I would still assume this is the last season of Travis Kelce and that they're going to have a lot of major holes to fill in the offseason, assuming this season keeps going the same way. I guess good news is they'll be picking much higher in the draft in order to solve some of those problems. So I guess that's a win.
Yeah, right now, you can wave a magic wand to fix all of the Chiefs' problems. What do you do?
Okay,
one decision.
Well, that's a good question.
Oh, I only get one decision?
Okay, we'll give you three.
Okay. All right. So I got to fix all the Chiefs problems this year. One, I would just make them a better pass rush team. Like Chris Jones was what he was last night. They were that way the rest of the year. They'd have been fine. The drops are probably there. And then I would say fourth down decision making. I genuinely think it's a huge issue. I said this on the show, and people always get offended because they don't think you can question people when they're great at something. Andy Reid's great at his job. They've won a bunch of Super Bowls.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's probably, if not the best, the second best coach of all time. All of that stuff is true. He today, in his press conference, admitted something that I think he should be embarrassed by, which is he was describing his fourth down decision making. And this is how it's been for years. And we've been complaining about it on the show for years. He's only just now admitting it, which is, why did you go for that one versus the other one? He was like, I just felt like it.
Vibes.
He said he just had a feeling that they would do well. And I'm like, that's not a strategy. How can you have a strategy for everything you do as an NFL coach? Note cards and papers and research and plans. And then when it comes to fourth down decision making in a game, it's just if you feel like it.
But sometimes don't you hit on 17 if you're staring a king in the face at the table?
It's just money then, not an NFL game. Yeah. But he does that. That's every fourth down decision making.
I can bring everything back together.
That's every decision he's always done in this. So there were two plays that the analytics would tell you were absolute goes against the Cowboys. He punted in both situations. In this game, there was two. There were better statistical, you should go for it from an analytical end, that he didn't go for, and then he went for the one where they said it's 50-50. Genuinely, he reportedly has a meeting every Friday with his analytics guy, in which they go over scenarios and percentages and this or that. He should cancel that meeting. He's wasting his time. He's wasting that guy's time. He should do anything else with that time. Come up with another play call or something. Skip it. We've all gone to useless meet. Cancel it.
What is
that guy's not? What are you going to that meeting?
Speaking
for?
Of percentages, what is the percentage? Because I know it's like basic. It's over. But if like the craziest statistical anomaly, like you put down a dollar and you win a billion, what is the number?
It's weirdly not even like. I wish it was a longer shot because then people want to believe. 18% is what ESPN's analytic model will say. They got a 1 in 5 shot of making the playoffs.
That's way too high.
Way too high. If they go 4-0, as in they win their next four games, they say that there's a 56% chance they will make the playoffs.
Okay.
Because the other schedules for the other teams are difficult, and the Colts, who held a playoff spot, just lost their starting quarterback.
But they need help.
Yes.
They need to
other
win out.
Other people would have to lose.
And then other people have to lose.
Yeah, the Chargers would have to go 2-3, but to go 4-0, you beat them for one of those games. So really, the Chargers have to go 2-2. If the Chargers go 2-2 and the Chiefs go 4-0, they will go in the playoffs. So the Chargers have to lose like tonight to the Eagles.
Okay.
And then
that's
lose
home,
to the...
That's a home game
that
for
That gives
Chargers.
Us someone to root against.
And then lose to the Chiefs next Sunday, and then this Sunday, and then lose one other game. And they still have the Broncos and the Texans. So like the Chargers schedule's hard. The problem is...
Wait, they have to play the Texans again?
The Chargers?
Oh, the Chargers. I thought you were talking about the Chiefs.
No, the Chargers. Okay. Here's the biggest part of the issue. Finding the losses for the teams who are ahead of them in the schedule is actually the easy part. The impossible thing to believe is the Chiefs can win four games in a row. What part of the math is that going to hit?
Yeah.
They've lost 4 of 5. They haven't won four games in a row all season. Now they're just going to win four games in a row. All their problems are going to be mad. That's the harder problem. Finding the losses, the help, I think that's the easy part. Convincing yourself the Chiefs can win four games in a row without making a mistake is, I think, the hard part.
Not if they go four drives without a single completed pass.
You're saying there's a chance. That's what I hear from you.
I've given up. I mean,
it's over.
I've given up. I was looking at mock drafts this morning. When was the last time the Chiefs picked 13th?
Cody Tapp with 96.5 The Fan. Always appreciate your time. Thank you, buddy.
Of course.
All right, be well. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was 45 years ago today. 45 years ago today. That John Lennon was murdered outside of the Dakota apartment building in Manhattan. Mark David Chapman pleaded guilty to the murder, sentenced to life in prison. He has been denied parole many times. His next parole hearing is in 2027.
Did you see 24 hours ago, And if you were on social media, you saw it. If you weren't watching the news, I don't know that you did. The Pearl Harbor Remembrance Ceremony commemorating the 84th anniversary of the attack that killed more than 2,300 troops. I have a friend of mine that I spent some time with over the weekend whose grandfather was, her father was a young child in church. They were growing up in Honolulu. And she said, my dad and his brother and a couple of others were all at Mass. And someone ran in and ran up to the priest and said, we're under attack.
I'll be darned.
And the priest told everyone in the church, go home and be with your families. And so she posted last night, and I appreciated it. Please don't forget, because, you know, it's been 84 years.
84 years yesterday.
Yeah. Wow. I don't want to say people are forgetting, but it's sort of like we have entire generation of kiddos now who don't remember 9/11. I mean, history marches on, and we forget, and we should not.
So we woke up yesterday morning, and T said to me, she was scrolling through her phone or whatever, and she goes, my phone is telling me today is Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it's called. I had no idea. She goes, what is Remembrance Day? And I said, well, this is the anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack. So I'm assuming it has something to do with that. But I've never heard the term Remembrance Day.
There are only 12 survivors of the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor still alive, all centenarians. And this year, I think, was the first year that none of them was able to make the pilgrimage to Hawaii to mark the event.
There are many Remembrance Days around the world. December 7th for us is specifically the National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
That means no one over the weekend who attended had firsthand memories of serving during that attack.
Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, for the rest of this afternoon, I will be known as Captain Lifesaver. Because I saved a life over the weekend. A human life.
I will say this. It isn't often that I get a phone call from Scott and I'd miss the call. And then Johnny gets a phone call from Scott. And on a Friday night, I thought something is wrong. You know, you would not call us both to say, hey, drop what you're doing and watch this movie. You that would be a text.
You called me twice, and my first thought was, he's on the side of the road somewhere on Shawnee Mission Parkway, and I need to come get him.
And needs help. So it turned out—
It was adrenaline.
Someone needed help. You did not.
I did not.
And I want to sort of talk about it a little bit here, and then we're going to bring it back in the 3 o'clock hour, because I think, you know, we all wonder, what would we do in that moment— There is a medical emergency. We've talked about it 25,000 times. But do you know what you would do? And before you tell everybody, Scott, the one thing you said to me, and I think this is important, you said how remarkably calm you were for as frantic a situation it was.
So there are three people in my life that are the most important. Sarah and Maya, of course, and T. I almost lost one of them on Friday night. And I'll save the details until after three, but when someone that you love, that means the world to you, is going through, well, I can say she because they're all women, what she was going through, it's almost an out of body experience.
In the moment, it's out of body.
Yeah, in the moment, and then once it's over and everybody's okay and you know everybody's going to live, you sit down and you think to yourself,
oh my God,
holy crap.
Yeah.
I don't do loss well. Everybody knows that. I almost lost one of the most important people in my life on Friday night.
What is it about just any emergent situation where in the moment, is it the adrenaline? Because I said the same thing when we went through the carbon monoxide evacuation. Like in the moment, it was like, is this really happening?
Right.
And then about 12 hours later, I was like, oh my God, had we gone to bed, we'd be dead.
Well, I will say this.
Then I start stressing about it.
Yeah.
And it's over.
The adrenaline didn't even kick in until after the fact.
Yeah.
I mean, I was, like I told you on Saturday morning, I was amazed at how unbelievably calm I was in the moment. And I really do believe this. It was the grace of God that gave me the wherewithal to just identify the situation, deal with it, and then after that, I poop my pants.
Yeah.
Well, and the recognition that this is not a drill. No. I mean, it is the fight or flight, right? And when you have that instinctive moment, and it is instinctive that, oh, this is really going down, I need to do something right now, your body says, let's do it. What are we doing?
And first responders are trained in those situations where they say, my training just took over.
I've never had any training.
I know. I think even first responders will say, when it's a family member, you still process that differently because you were not trained. You are now. You're better at it than we are. But I think even first responders will say when it's one of your loved ones, it plays differently.
So I will say this. It was Tasha, by the way, not one of the girls. When we woke up on Saturday morning, we're just sitting there laying in bed watching TV. And it was one of the sweetest moments of my life. And like I said, we're just watching TV and she goes, can I tell you something? And I go, yeah, whatever you want. She goes, I just want to thank you for saving my life.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could muster up was, you're welcome. Don't go dying on me. I'll kill you.
Always has to make a joke.
And those were the words that came out of my mouth. Don't go dying on me or I'll kill you. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right. From the text line, why did Scott sound so different this morning on Kansas City's Morning News than he does this afternoon? I joined Wink and Amy to talk about the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And the games that are coming to Kansas City as they were announced over the weekend. I had literally just rolled my dumb butt out of bed. I had not even had a cup of coffee. And so I was tired. I should have run in and recorded commercials because my voice was very low at the time. And that is why. Okay.
And phone microphones are nothing compared to the fancy mics we have here in the studio and also processing. And now we're getting into the weeds.
Okay. Over the weekend on Saturday Night Live, Melissa McCarthy may have done a performance to end all performances.
It was so funny. I've watched it like three times. I sent it to Scott and Sam over the weekend and I said, drop what you're doing. She plays an almost fired UPS driver during the holidays that has not handled one homeowner's packages correctly.
Hi, I'm Donna Fonda. I was told to come and find you guys, you folks.
Yes, have a seat, Donna.
Yes.
Right here.
A lot nicer than the inside of my truck.
Yes, it's a little different. Donna, I'm Carol Shaw.
Hi, Carol.
Hello, this is Ed Burke. Okay.
Oh, okay. Handshake.
Oh, great. All right. We're here from UPS Personnel Management. Okay. We called you in because we received some complaints from a customer on your route.
No, that's impossible, but y'all take care.
No, Donna, don't get up.
Donna,
we're not done. We'll tell you when we're done.
Yeah.
Have a seat. The customer provided video evidence from their doorbell camera that we would like to share with you, okay? So just look right here, Donna.
Stupid rich people and your pavers.
All right. You care to explain that, Don?
You know, I'll be honest. I was about to use my old standby trick and pretend to faint, but I'm gonna own my mistake. I messed up, and I'm sorry. It won't happen again, and y'all take care.
No!
Wait! Donna! Come back, because it did happen again.
No, that's impossible.
It's very possible. A few days later, at the same home, after placing a package on their doorstep, you did this.
People's elbow!
Cashmere, huh? How's that?
At this point, she takes out the sweater and starts rubbing it on her genitalia.
And then throws it in a bush.
No.
Donna.
She just fake fainted.
We know, Donna. Stop pretending to faint.
Donna,
no.
You're pushing yourself out the door.
What are you doing, Donna? If you fainted, how can you do that, Donna? Come back. Donna!
Donna, come on.
Donna! Don't go out the door, Donna. Come back. Come on.
I did faint. I just unfainted.
You didn't faint. You didn't faint.
Donna, this is serious. You broke the law.
Broke the law? Come, Ed. Come on. She has to go outside. She's not very good at this.
I'm not going outside, Donna. And actually, I'm Ed's superior. Mm-hmm. And you broke a few laws, actually, because you came back later and you were quite busy.
Working.
Now, look at that.
She's bringing the trash can up to the house and throwing the trash at their home.
No, you're not
recycling. Look at this. Destroying a flower pot.
That's our gardening?
No.
Nope. And you put a live bat in their house.
Yes, that was a bat rescue. I rescued that bat.
What's a bat rescue?
Oh, my God.
I did not watch all of the skits featuring Melissa McCarthy. But they said over the weekend it was one of the funniest SNLs in a while. God, I love her.
By the way, we tried the new George Clooney film, Jay Kelly, over the weekend.
Yeah, let me know, because it's supposed to be critically acclaimed.
We started it twice. We stopped it twice.
Okay. Is it long? Is it too long for you?
It was too boring.
Okay. Usually most critically acclaimed movies, if you ask Scott, are too boring.
Mm-hmm. We tried it twice, Saturday night and last night.
We started Train of Dreams on, I believe, Netflix. And it is, Scott, critically acclaimed. You know, I gave it a run, do not walk last week before I even watched it. And it's about a loggerman. The men that went in the 1800s and physically took out our trees in the forest to try to satiate America's appetite for wood and wood products during the war.
Mm-hmm.
It is outstanding. We watched it Saturday night, and I didn't know this. It was based on the book, which is, I'm sure, even better. Train of Dreams, if you're looking for something. But I will tell you that I just kept saying, this is critically acclaimed. It's critically acclaimed. At one point, Johnny leaned over and said, when does the critically acclaimed part get here?
Oh, really?
Classic.
By the way, it's just Train Dreams, and yes, it is on Netflix.
Train Dreams. One of the actors you absolutely will know is a very old William H. Macy, who plays one of the old guys on the crew that does the demolition work in the forest. I think it is one of the best movies I've seen in a very long time.
So the Golden Globe nominations came out this morning.
Mm-hmm. Is Jay Kelly on it?
In some categories, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Not for best drama.
Okay.
Here it is for best drama. Frankenstein?
It's something. I saw it.
They put out a new Frankenstein this year?
It is something.
Hamnet, which I think has a lot to do with William Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
It Was Just an Accident, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, and Sinners.
Familiar with some of those, not all.
Okay, so the Golden Globes does best drama and then best comedy or musical.
Yeah.
So they split it up. Best comedy or musical, Blue Moon.
Okay.
Begonia.
Okay.
Marty Supreme. No Other Choice. Nouvelle Vague. And One Battle After Another.
There it is. I said last week, and I'm going to repeat it
by
here.
By the way, One Battle After Another has 9 nominations.
Yes, it is the Leonardo DiCaprio and...
is it a comedy or a musical?
It's never a comedy musical when they put it in that category.
Why is it in that category?
Because that's a strategic... I think there are some, you know, funny one-liners. It's Benicio del Toro and Leonardo DiCaprio. Here's what I don't understand. The pre-hype for that movie... Best movie of the year, best movie of the year, best movie of the year, was clearly something that the studio paid for. Because that movie, One Battle After Another, was advertised during every football game. Like, you could not escape the advertisements about how great this movie was.
I remember.
Then it went to the theater. You heard nothing about it. And so I don't know if this is one of those movies that's just, like, it was released at the wrong time, it slipped under the radar, or did they pay so much movie up front for... marketing for a 3 out of 5 stars. I don't know.
Well, it's just like Nuremberg, which was a great movie.
Is it nominated for anything?
Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Not a single one.
Yet Zootopia 2 got a nod.
And I think Nuremberg made, Sam, will you look this up if you'd be so kind? I think Nuremberg made $10 million at the box office. It was, its return on investment was terrible. I thought for sure that Russell Crowe would get a nomination for Best Actor.
Oh, yeah.
$12 million U.S., 17 to 18 worldwide.
$12 million in the United States.
Yep.
There is an award this year for cinematic box office achievement.
Yes.
What?
That's a new one.
Is that?
And Avatar, by the way, is nominated for that. It hasn't even been released.
Wicked won last year. In 2024, Wicked won for cinematic and box office achievement. It's the year's most acclaimed, highest earning, and or most viewed film that garnered extensive global audience support and attained, quote, cinematic excellence. What does that say to you, Scott, that they're giving out an award for cinematic excellence?
What it means is that the movies that are nominated for Best Picture are not the movies that people went to watch.
That's right. That's exactly what that means. More and more people are streaming. So the Cinematic Excellence Award, and think about Wicked last year, it brought everyone to the theater.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
It was not a bat rescue.
It was a bat rescue. Look, it was a while ago, okay? It's out of my system now, and I've moved on.
Oh, okay. Well, this video is from yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So one more note about cinematic excellence, because I'm proud that they've added this category.
I am too, because a lot of the great movies of the year don't get critically acclaimed.
That got butts into seats.
Right.
What are the movies that got butts into seats? And so if you think about it, in 2024, it was Wicked. People everywhere stopped what they were doing and thought, okay, I'm going to go into the theater to see that, because there are certain movies that play better on the big screen. There's a start, right?
Sure.
So this year, the nominees for cinematic and box office achievement, the ones you watched, are Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Not even been released yet.
But they know it on pre-sales or whatever.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
F1, the Zoomy Around the Track movie with Brad Pitt that I watched and would give 2 out of 5 stars.
That bad?
But that's the kind of film that plays really well in the theater, right?
You need the surround sound with the bass.
Yes, surround.
Like Top Gun Maverick.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Should have gotten Best Picture.
Is your third nominee.
K-pop.
Followed by Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Followed by the horror flick Sinners with Michael B. Jordan, which is outstanding. Okay. Followed by Weapons, also a horror thriller film about the children who all disappear at the same time out of the second grade classroom. It is terrifying and it is outstanding. Followed by Wicked for Good and your final nominee, Zootopia 2. Those are the ones that got butts into seats at the theater.
Are you still on the voting board for SAG-AFTRA?
I am, yeah.
So you've seen all of these movies?
Almost all of them, because these were cinematic and box office achievement.
Now, what about the ones that get nominated, which are never any good? Have you seen Frankenstein?
Yes.
Hamnet?
No.
It Was Just an Accident?
Mm-mm.
The Secret Agent?
No.
Sentimental Value?
No.
Well, we talked about it on Friday. The awards are no longer about, was it the best movie in terms of the people's opinion? It's now, what's the best movie based on whatever artsy thing that they want to cling to.
I disagree with you with best actor and actress, though, Sam. I mean, I think with best actor and actress, who was the best performance? Who gave the best performance?
Yeah, that's fair. But it just with a lot of the big awards now, though, it's more about how edgy were you, not whether or not people actually went to go see it or even liked it for that matter.
I don't think I've gotten my codes yet to watch the movies. That's why I haven't seen so many of them. But would I watch all of them? I try. If I'm going to vote, I try to watch all of them.
Have you ever voted and not watched all of them?
There have been years where the front runner for best movie or actor or actress, it's so not even up for grabs. Not even, there's no discussion that I didn't watch all of them.
Okay. By the way, the Golden Globes doesn't just do movies, they do TV.
Mm-hmm.
Best drama in TV, The Diplomat.
Oh,
fantastic.
You love that, Sam.
The Pit.
The ER spinoff.
Monticelli loves that one.
Mm-hmm.
Pluribus.
Thank you.
By the way, the text line is lighting you up right now. We haven't even mentioned Run, Do Not Walks, and they're lighting you up about Pluribus again.
God, it's good.
It's terrible.
I watched another one this morning.
Four different people say that they can't trust your Run, Do Not Walks anymore just because of Pluribus.
It's all good.
It's terrible.
Just stick with it.
No.
Keep going.
Severance. Slow Horses.
Also fantastic about the MI5.
Oh, really?
Really?
Really good. So just the overarching theme of Slow Horses, Apple TV, by the way, it's a must watch for Mary Beth and I. The Slow Horses are the division of the MI5 that are all the rejects. I won't give any more
drama?
Away. Yeah.
It is
so
drama.
So it's all of the rejects of the MI5 solving cases as a team of people who couldn't make it.
In what year?
It's pretty modern.
Okay.
Yeah.
And The White Lotus.
Hilarious.
Best comedy or musical in television, Abbott Elementary, which I think is the only over-the-air broadcast show that continues to make it. The Bear, Hacks, Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, and The Studio.
God, Only Murders in the Building is hilarious.
I didn't even watch the new season of The Bear.
By the way, best limited television series.
How does Nuremberg not make anything?
I know. The Beast in Me, which I just finished, is outstanding. Black Mirror is on that. And Adolescence. You remember Adolescence, Scott? Is that one where the little boy is accused of murdering a classmate? He had never acted once in his entire life.
Huh.
And, oh, it is creepy. It is good. It's probably 5 or 6 episodes. And he should be up for best actor. I'm going to tell you right now.
What's his name?
He had never acted in his entire life.
And this is a TV show?
Yeah, he's like 10 years old. Star is Owen Cooper.
Nope, he didn't make it.
He is now 15. He won an Emmy for that role, pardon me. The 15-year-old did make history by becoming the youngest male to win Best Supporting Actor in a limited series in 2025.
Quick break for the news coming up in 2 minutes. When we get back, why my new nickname is Captain Lifesaver.
Clear!
We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.